to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. What do you see when you look out of your car window? A girl named Carla learned a valuable lesson while driving home with her dad from the city park. Here's her story. My dad loves nature. I love nature. My favorite thing is for my dad and me to wander around in nature together. We usually see some amazing things. Just the other day, we were at the city park and suddenly a butterfly flittered by. Let's follow it, Dad said excitedly. We ran across the meadow, past the pond, over the little hill, and deep into the woods. That was one happy butterfly. It flittered from flower to flower, from tree to tree, from bush to bush. Then it stopped to rest near the ground, where we could get a good look at it. It's an eastern tiger swallowtail, Dad told me. Look how beautiful it is. This butterfly stays busy dancing through the sky, looking for nectar to drink from the flowers and laying tiny eggs that will someday become more swallowtails. Jesus the Creator sure is artistic, don't you think? Yes, I said excitedly. That butterfly is a beautiful work of art with wings. Dad laughed. I like that description, he said. All creatures, great and small, are works of art, including us humans. Jesus was as artistic making you and me as he was making butterflies, puppy dogs, and elephants. We all came from his loving, gentle hand. The butterfly flew away, and we watched him go. Goodbye, Swallowtail, I said. Thank you for showing us how artistic and loving Jesus is. Thank you for making this world a more colorful place with your pretty wings and happy dance. As we were driving back home, Dad said to me, Hey, Carla, what do you see out there? I looked out the car window and shrugged. I don't see anything special. Are you sure? Dad said. Think about what we learned in the park and look again. I moved closer to the window and gazed at the world passing by. Then I smiled as I suddenly understood what my dad was trying to tell me. I was seeing butterflies. No, not like the ones in the park. I was seeing people walking along the sidewalk, going in and out of stores, driving by in their cars, or standing on the street corner waiting for the light to turn green. I was seeing old people, young people, people of many colors, many shapes, and many sizes. I see butterflies, I whispered. Beautiful, beautiful butterflies. Dad nodded and smiled. Good for you. We must never forget that God made all creatures, great and small, whether they have wings, fins, scales, fur, or feathers. They are all precious in His sight, and they should all be precious in our sight, too. Yes, I love nature and all the creatures that live in it. Thank you for that story, Carla. What a wonderful lesson she learned that day. It reminds me of this amazing Bible text. We all have the same Father. The same God made us. Malachi 2:10. In God's loving eyes, we are all beautiful butterflies.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. O-R-G. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!